Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. No money being asked for it. That is the beauty. Srila Prabhupada made it so simple. Prabhupada said, what you have to do in a Harinam Sankirtan is just repeat these transcendental sound vibrations. And these transcendental holy vibrations, Golokera Premadhana Harinam Sankirtan, these sound vibrations are not the sound decibel levels or whatever. These vibrations are not of this world, as the Bhagavatam and the scriptures explains, that this is descend, these holy name descend on this earth from Goloka Vrindavan, from the spiritual abode. So these apparently may sound some simple ordinary names, Hare, three letters, just Hare, Krishna and Ram, but they are descended from the spiritual world. They are not this the sound vibrations of this world. And in this age of Kali Yuga, this is the only means, or this is the means, let's not say only, this is the means of deliverance. As the Bhagavatam describes in the conclusion of the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the 12th canto, it is described that Krite yadhyayato Vishnu Tretayam yato mukhe Dvapara paricharyayam kalotad Hari Kirtanat. That whatever benefit was in the Satayuga was offered by meditating on the Supreme Lord Sri Vishnu, whatever was the same benefit was offered in Treta Yuga by performing of huge sacrifices, and then later on in Dwapar Yuga by worshipping the Vigrahas, the deities in the beautiful temples. The same benefit which was in Satyuga by spending thousands of years of meditation and elaborate worships of the deities in Dwapar and elaborate yajnas, was the same benefit is given in this age of Kali Yuga. That is the special benediction of Kali Yuga. Otherwise, usually we see Kali Yuga means the precipitate. Those are those the last people who could not get through in Satyuga, who didn't pass in the Satyuga, those remain, they come to Treta, and those who didn't pass in Treta Yuga, they didn't come to Dwapar, and those who didn't pass there, whoever remains, whatever remains is what we are, the Kali Yuga people with all those complications and difficulties and so many complications in this age. This is the, by definition of Kali Yuga, this is the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. Quarrel and hypocrisy. And that's what we see in society around us. So much quarrel, so much hypocrisy. We don't have to explain, each one of us can experience or see in our lives. Quarrels happening for the tiniest, smallest thing, somebody just stepping on you in the local train while coming, there's a fight, big fight, and there's so much hypocrisy is happening all over the world, like the smallest thing. Like recently there was news after the election, the wife voted for Kejriwal and husband voted for Modi, and they had a fight and they divorced. So this is what the world is now, the age of quarrel and hypocrisy. Any reason, it could be any reason. There are so many examples, we don't have to go into details of that. We all have experience in our life. Smallest things can bring, for no reason there's a quarrel, there's a fight happening. And hypocrisy also, that's the age of this age, hypocrisy. Everyone wants to show themselves, everyone wants to present themselves with nice clothes and everything. I am the best, I am number one or whatever, whatever. So that's this world is. But then there is one special benediction in this age, and that is that Kalotad Hari Kirtanat, that just by chanting the names of the God, one can be delivered, one can get all the benefits of what Satyuga, Treta and Dwapar, elaborate preparations were happening, is simply by repeating these names of God. It is as simple as that. Isn't it simple? Just chanting the names of God doesn't take much. Even the demigods wait to take birth as humans in this age of Kali Yuga. Beautifully, a few days back, Adi Keshapu in his Bhagavatam class was describing that how even the demigods line up to take birth in this age of Kali. That is the special benediction, especially at the time when Lord Chaitanya appears. The time frame in the cyclic time zone, the time, specific time when we have appeared as the golden age of Lord Chaitanya. That's a special benediction. That is, therefore, that's Kali Yuga is like those who, but I don't know, previously it used to be there in the local trains, now it's not there. Aatvi fail, dasvi fail, barvi pass kare, and dasvi fail, barvi fail, BA BCom kare. I don't know, those posters are now gone. Previously it was there. So something like that. Those who have been failed in Satyuga, Treta, Dwapar, okay, come to Kali Yuga, Lord Chaitanya is there. Special grace. So we can just pass on that. So that's our state. Aatvi fail, dasvi fail, but we have a desire. And then the special love of Supreme Lord Krishna is available to each one of us. That is the Kali Yuga. That is the power of Kali Yuga that we have. And then, of course, when Srila Prabhupada began, then he started with Harinam Sankirtan, then distribution of Prasadam, and distribution of Vedic Granthas, the literatures. That's how this beautiful society built on these three powerful principles: Harinam Sankirtan, Prasadam distribution, and the distribution and study of Srila Prabhupada's books, the Bhagavatam and other scriptures. So with this, I thought today we will discuss a historical incident around 550 years back or something from the life of Lord Chaitanya, where how it all began. The first Harinam Sankirtan, which happened publicly in the streets of Navadvip in this entire universe. So I thought we'll just briefly describe this beautiful Leela from Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Vrindavan Das Thakur on how the first Harinam Sankirtan which began on the streets. So we are going to have it in the evening from 5 to 7. But before that, I thought we'll just discuss briefly how the first Harinam Sankirtan festival began. Of course, when Krishna came 5,000 years back, he gave the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita, spoke this verse, Sarva Dharman Pratijya, how one should surrender and give up all sinful activities. But then, as is the nature of time, this knowledge was lost. As we see in this world also, that the influence of time, everything fades with time, everything goes down as time is the most powerful. So then, the Lord himself, around 500 years back, Krishna appeared personally as Lord Chaitanya to give us the same message of Bhagavad Gita and through his own personal example teach us how to practice what Krishna spoke in Bhagavad Gita. He came and then he gave us this Yuga Dharma of chanting of the names of the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. That was the purpose why the Supreme Lord appeared, to give us this gift of the holy name, the wealth, the jewel of this holy name. So therefore it is very essential that we remind ourselves again and again. We have heard about these stories about the holy name, but when we hear again and again about the glories of the holy name, about the importance of the holy name, then we realize, wow, what wealth we have got. Otherwise, we can just, or someone who does not know the value of a diamond, you can just use it as a paperweight or just throw it or use it for something else. But then when we realize from a Johari, what does the diamond look like and what is its value? So when we hear from these Leelas, from Srila Prabhupada's purports about the value and the glories of the holy name and Sankirtan, then we can actually realize and understand and remind ourselves that what we have got is not something ordinary. In Kali Yuga, we need these reminders every time. Reminder. We have to snooze it and keep reminding ourselves again and again about these glories. Of course, when Lord Chaitanya appeared at the time of lunar eclipse, the whole world or the whole of Navadvip and the area was chanting, because that time people would chant during lunar eclipse time. So he began with his appearance chanting of the names of God. Even when a small child, like little babies, would cry, he would cry, and then Mother Shachi Devi and all the other ladies would try different ways and means, like the mothers to offer something to eat, offer barfi, sandesh, offer milk or pat him or do so many things to make him happy and make him not cry. And the Lord would only think he would make him stop crying is chanting of the names of God, Hari, Hari, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Ram. So the Lord was teaching from the beginning of His appearance that this is what makes me happy. If you chant the names of God, if you chant my name, that's what makes me happy. There's a simple formula how to make God happy. Everyone wants here wants to make God happy. So Lord Chaitanya taught from the beginning. Some people didn't raise. If we make God happy, then we become happy. At least this motivation. With this motivation, at least we can serve God. Because that is the root. God is the root. Watering the root, as we say. So in this way, he began his leelas, pastimes as a small child, being happy when the names of God were chanting. And later, within the devotee circle, he began Harinam Sankirtan, specifically in the house of Srivas Thakur, sometimes in the house of Shuklambar Brahmachari, or some other devotee's house, they would perform the Harinam Sankirtan, closed kirtans, so not many people were allowed in those kirtans. And then one time the Lord said that we do kirtans in the daytime, let's have kirtan in the night also. So they started the day and night kirtan. Before this day and night cricket matches started, Lord Chaitanya started the day and night sankirtan. Of course, they would do during the day and in the night also. And sometimes for many, many days. Sometimes the kirtan would go on for a month, for days together. So that was Lord Chaitanya's sankirtan. And all the devotees were so absorbed in those, in great ecstasy, they would chant and close the doors. And only few devotees had that entry. Not everyone could afford at that time to be a part of that concert of the Supreme Lord, which was happening, the great blessings. And of course, as always, there were people who were against these Harinam Sankirtan. So that has been going from the origin of Harinam Sankirtan and till now. And it will go on. Oppositions were there, are there, and will be there. But the Lord is on the side of Harinam Sankirtan. So there were atheists who were always chastising the devotees, who were catching hold of devotees that, what are you doing this chanting loudly the names of God? Which scripture says that you should chant? Bhajan to ghar mein karna chahiye chup chap, ye jor jor se karne ki kya zarurat hai? So they would chant and criticize the devotees that keval pet bharne ke liye. You are doing this bhajan to fill your bellies, you don't have money for it, and this Nimai Pandit has ruined all of you. You're all doing is waste of time, and like that they would just chastise them. They said, let's just throw these devotees and put them in Ganga and drown them. They are creating a nuisance there. So in this way, like, a lot of allegations were there on the devotees, and especially Srivas Thakur in his house was happening. Even Sridhar Kolamech, who was like a banana seller, simple people would chastise him. Tumhare paas khane ko kuch nahi hai, isliye jor jor se kirtan karta hai, paisa mangta hai. But he was happy, satisfied, chanting the names of the Supreme Lord. So in this way, there were so many oppositions, and some pious people were there who were thinking, because of these atheists, we are also not able to participate in Harinam Sankirtan, our misfortune. And they were envious, because all varieties of people were there. Some were pious people thinking we are not able to go. Some were envious. Some were thinking, "Arey, bhakti log itne khush kaise hain? Why am I not happy?" It happens. Many of us have experience when you go out for preaching or book distribution, especially. Some people will say, "Arey, yar, yar, itna has kaise rahe? How come he is so happy?" So they feel envious of that. Ye devotees khush kaise hain? Hum to itne udaas rehte hain, so much struggle in our lives, why are devotees happy? So that's the nature of this world. We want to see everyone ki ye khush kaise hain, dukhi kaise hain, main kaise nahi dukhi, matlab like that. Like, that's how it works. I mean, we have experience in our lives also, like somebody sent that message that in when there's a power cut in America, people, what they do is they call up the powerhouse. And when in Japan, they just test the fuse, if the fuse is all right. And the power goes in somebody's house, we have all experience in India. We go and check in the neighbor's house. Is uski abhi hai ki nahi? Ya agar uski abhi gayi hai to theek hai, then it's all right probably. Then theek chalega. We all have that experience. Eh? We have done that. We are part of it. So that's the world. People were thinking, are ye khush kaise hain bhakt log? So they were so envious of those people. And again, see, ye kaise khush hai? Like that, different things were saying, and So many devotees were there, those who were not allowed. They would actually go to different devotees, to Shuklamba, to Srivas. My dear, can I at least go for a few minutes and participate in the Kirtan? And so some of them were not allowed. And the devotees were fearful. The Lord is Paramatma in the heart. He will come to know that this devotee has invited and I told no. And so the Lord may get upset with me and chastise me. So in this way, they had to refused so many requests. So it was great difficulty for the devotees. So the devotees were also thinking what to do, what is the solution, how are things going to resolve. Every day somebody would come for a request, especially Srivas, in his house these things were happening. Every day somebody would come, my dear Lord, at least thode der ke liye andar aane do, some backdoor entry and some way to enter. I'll give you some bribe so that I can see the Lord. But you can't bribe the God, or you cannot bribe and enter into the Harinam Sankirtan of the Supreme Lord. We cannot bribe. It doesn't work in the spiritual world. We cannot bribe our entry into the spiritual world. You can bribe in this world and go to whichever place you want, whichever position you want. Somehow that's how the state of affairs is now. But in the spiritual world, no, the bribe does not work. Only the mercy of the Vaishnavas work. So one such devotee was a very strict brahmachari, very austere brahmachari. And his own, he was only drinking milk. I don't know how he would do it in Chaturmas. This is no milk. Probably like sometimes devotees do, vikar ho gaya, thoda poha dal ke pi lete hain. Bole, theek hai, koi baat nahi. Probably, whatever. But he was having only milk and fruit and nothing else. So he approached very, Chaitanya Bhagavat described, he was very austere, very, very saintly, faultless, great devotee, very wonderful person. He was there, but he was requesting Srivas Thakur daily, almost daily, that please, this will be the perfection of my eyes to see the Supreme Lord dancing and participate in the Harinam Sankirtan. At least one night you just allow me. Okay, devotees are merciful, kind. Srivas Thakur said, I know you are a very nice person, you are a wonderful devotee, pure, celebrate, having only fruits, no rice in Bengal, you eat, so it's very, very special, but still the Lord has ordered. Okay, he said, maybe you can come in, but hide. Don't be present in front of Lord Chaitanya. He said, okay, I am happy. I'll just hide somewhere in the house. And let me just witness at least once the beautiful dancing of Lord Chaitanya. And all the devotees, the kirtan was happening and everyone was chanting the names of Hari, Krishna, Mukunda, Madhava, Vannamali. In this way, different names of the Lord were being chanting, and Advaita Acharya was dancing in ecstasy, Nityananda Prabhu was there, and all the devotees, Gadadhar Pandit, having ecstatic kirtans, jumping and dancing and crying and tears. And it was like a whole beautiful festival of Harinam Sankirtan going on. Every day, Mahaprabhu has ecstatic symptoms were there. His body was shivering with tears and the hairs were standing on end, and sometimes he would loudly chant the names of God. So in this way, kirtan was happening. But suddenly, that time, Lord Chaitanya stopped the kirtan for some time. And then he asked someone, today I am not experiencing the same ecstasy which I would do it every day. Is there someone who is not supposed to be here in this place? So everyone was quiet and fearful. Who is that? So Srivas Thakur takes the courage and he says, my dear Lord, there is one person, but he's not an atheist. Sadhu aadmi hai, nastik to nahi hai. At least he's not an atheist, he is there. But then Lord Chaitanya asks, who is that? And then Srivas Thakur explained that he's such a wonderful brahmachari, he is only drinking milk, only fruits, very austere, very truthful, very saintly, faultless. And then of course, when Lord Chaitanya hears this, he becomes really, really outrageous, angry, like Lord Shiva, like Rudra. He gets into that mood and Lord Chaitanya loudly calls him out, that take him out. What qualification does he have to see and be participate in my Harinam Sankirtan? What is his qualification? What does he think that just by drinking milk he can achieve the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead? So then Lord Chaitanya raised both of his hands, pointing the index fingers towards him, and then shouted at him, and that, what do you think that just by drinking milk you can achieve me? Even if a chandala surrenders unto me or surrenders unto the Supreme Lord, he can receive the Lord's mercy. And even if a brahmachari or a sannyasi does not surrender or does not have the simplicity or honesty to participate in Harinam, in devotional service, will never attain me. And Mahaprabhu began to give examples of different personalities from the Bhagavatam. Let's see what Gajendra, the elephant, did. What tapasya did he do? What did the vanaras who were assisting Lord Ram did, or the monkeys of Vrindavan? What austerities did they do it? But they received the mercy of the Lord because of devotion. And what to talk about your tapasya? So many demons even do tapasya, but they never achieve the mercy of the Supreme Lord. And then so many people in Bombay do tapasya, traveling from Churchgate to Virar at 7 a.m. in the morning. Big tapasya. Of course, Lord Chaitanya never said that. But yeah, that's part of the tapasya. But just by doing tapasya, one cannot achieve the mercy of the Supreme Lord. The Lord was making a point that it is only by sincere devotion that one can achieve his mercy. That brahmachari became very sober thought in his mind, that what a great fortune that I could at least witness the holy names of the Lord being chanted in his intimate association. It was my great fortune, and he begs forgiveness and leaves that place at that time. But then Lord Chaitanya, being Paramatma within the heart, he knew what his mood was, that he is grateful for what he has received. That is, the Lord loves the quality of gratitude in his devotees when we are grateful for what we have received by the grace of the Supreme Lord and his devotees. The Lord becomes satisfied and pleased. The Lord called for him, placed his lotus feet on his head and gave his mercy. And then he became a part of this. Of course, the Lord told him that do not become proud of your austerities and tapasyas and just remain simple and be in association with devotees. So in this way, these different leelas were happening in the house of Srivas Thakur. Regular pious people who were blaming the atheists that we are somehow not being able to witness, and they were so much eager. So that eagerness of the devotees were increasing, and all the other devotees, Srivas and Gadadhar Pandit, and all of them were also being compassionate and thinking, when will everyone be able to participate in this holy name kirtans in Sankirtan? Because the devotees would come, the pious people would come to them. That was the lalyam, the eagerness Srila Rupa Goswami describes to achieve the mercy of the Supreme Lord is the only qualification, the only price to obtain the Supreme Lord is the lalyam, the eagerness to receive that mercy with a grateful heart. That is the only qualification to receive this holy name. So in this way, those leelas would happen. And every day, all the devotees would go out and assemble in front of Lord Chaitanya's house, and they would offer bananas and sandesh, and somebody would bring some yogurt, somebody would bring whatever they would have, they would come and offer to Lord Chaitanya. And the Lord would come out and bless them, that all of you get bhakti to the Supreme Lord, and then the Lord would give them instructions. And one particular day, the Lord gave them instructions that from now on, all of you go home, whenever you go home, chant the names of the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. So the Lord gave this message to all of them. Apne sabara prabhu kare upadeshe, Krishna naam mahamantra shunoho harishe. That go home. This is the Lord's instruction to each one of us, to each every living being who approaches the Lord. That apane sabara prabhu kare upadesh, Krishna naam mahamantra shunoho harishe. That go home, chant the names of the mahamantra, the chant the names of mahamantra, hear it and become happy. Shunoho harishe. Become, hear, like we say, chant and be happy. Mahaprabhu is saying, hear and be happy. We have to chant to hear, so chant and be happy. Mahaprabhu gave this instruction to all the devotees, those who were assembled there. And then from that day on, all the people would go home and they would chant prescribed nirbandha. They fixed their number of rounds and everyone was prescribed. And the Lord would tell them, this is the only prescription, this is the scriptural prescription which is there, that everyone should chant in this age of Kali. Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam, Hare Ranam eva kevalam, kalo nasti eva nasti eva. asti eva gatir anyatha. That in this age of Kali Yuga, the only means of deliverance is the chanting of the names of the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. With every chanting of the names of God, we are cleansing our heart with the dust of all these anarthas of which we have accumulated over the years and even lifetimes, is gradually with every syllable of the holy name is being cleansed. We may not realize it, but gradually with every syllable of the holy name, the dust is being gradually being withered, removed. And then we can actually truly see ourselves. So in this way, the Lord asked the devotees and all the people, those who were there, that 5-10 of you, the Lord instructed initially, that 5-10 of you come together in your home, clap your hands and chant, Hariharaya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha, Raya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Namaha, Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadhu Sudhana, Gopal Govinda Ram Srimadhu Sudhana. So in this way, the Lord instructed all the people assembled, those who would come every day to the house of Lord Chaitanya, that all of you go home, clap your hands, chant this mantra, chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and be happy. Simple formula Lord Chaitanya gave for being happy. So in this way, there were like hundreds and thousands of people would assemble every day, and they would do that, and then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would embrace all the devotees, and in this way, this entire Harinam Sankirtan began. From that day on, entire town was filled with chanting of the holy names. Every pocket of the town, there was kirtan happening. Different houses, 5-10 people would get, sometimes family, sometimes two neighbors would come together, sometimes few devotees would come together and chant, and the whole place was reverberating with the holy names. All over the Navadvip and Bengal, that area, everyone was chanting. Even Sridhar Kolavich, when he heard, because devotees were always thinking, how will everyone will be delivered in this age of Kali? But then when the devotees heard, Sridhar heard, and all other devotees, they were so happy that now, that is the happiness of devotees, to see other devotees chanting and being happy in their lives. But the atheists, they were, as usual, angry, and they were saying, what is happening? What is this Nimaya Pandit doing? He's spoiling the whole village and the town. What is he doing? And so they were not sure what kirtan are they doing. So they were hearing something, and some of them started saying, maybe it seems they are, because that time they would have the Durga Puja celebrations, maybe these devotees or these people are doing Durga Puja at a wrong time to collect those funds. They were thinking like that, like we have those Ganesh Utsav people come and collect funds. So they were thinking, probably for, they don't have money now, so they are for Durga Puja they are doing now and having, collecting funds and doing these good and like that different. And they would chastise the devotees. And one particular evening, the Muslim government's Qazi, who was patrolling with his people, he heard this kirtan being happening in the street, some people are chanting. So he was not sure what is happening, that this was absolutely unlawful that time to assemble in the streets and do public display of the religion by the government that time. And so he was quite taken away, and see, he just ordered his people, just catch these people, catch these Vaishnavas, what are they doing? Just let us see what are they doing and just catch them. He said, so then his people gathered information that this is Nimaya Pandit who's preaching like this, and all the people are participating in this Harinam Sankirtan, and this whole town is reverberating the names of Hindu gods. He was so upset, he just ran towards to where devotees are. Devotees also started running to their homes, and whoever he could caught, he beat them, even broke the mridanga of the Vaishnavas. That grave offense he did. But then he released them. He said, okay, this is the night time. And then he made announcements all over the town that anyone found publicly chanting the names of God will be prosecuted, punished. No one can do that. Whatever section 144 was put, that no 4 people or whatever people can assemble and do public display of religion. Whatever section that time he had. So he did that, and there was no And the atheists were so happy. Now the devotees will learn their lesson. Pakde gaye abhi, aaj pata chala. Abhi maza aayega inko. They're thinking, now let's see what happens now. Let's see how they do it and how they deal with the situation. And now Nimai Pandit's pride will be crushed. And now they will, all these Vaishnavas deserve punishment. Now they will get this punishment. And let's see what happens. And so devotees were all fearful, and some of them were not sure what to do, and some of them started chanting in very softly at their home so that nobody could hear. Some were so afraid. So some of them actually approached Lord Chaitanya Vishwamba and told him that we are planning to leave the town because here now we are not allowed to chant the holy names. What is the life of a devotee without the holy names of the Supreme Lord? So better we leave this place to some other place where we can chant the names of God. In this way, when the Lord heard this, he became angry. He became angry like Lord Shiva at the time of devastation, and he loudly roared that what I will see what this Kazi can do. And all the people had to close their ears when the Lord roared this huge tumultuous sound. And he roared, let me see what the Kazi can do. And today he called for Nityananda to go on to all the streets of Navadvip and proclaim and tell everyone that today I will perform the Harinam Sankirtan on the streets of Navadvip. Let's see what this Kazi or even the king can do to me today. And I will publicly dance on the streets of Navadvip and perform the Harinam Sankirtan, the first Nagar Sankirtan at that time. Let me see what this Kazi can do, and we'll see what happens. And after lunch, we will all assemble, tell all the devotees to come here and assemble. So Mahaprabhu was considerate. Mahaprabhu told devotees, take prasad and come. Everyone was, so that everyone is prepared. Bhuke pet bhajan na hove, what to do, Kali Yuga people, we need to have that. Bhojan ke bina to bhajan bhi nahi hota. One of our devotees, one Bengali family, they invited him. They said, Prabhuji, please come for bhojan. So he thought, bhojan matlab prasad, but Bengali, even the bhajan, they call it bhojan. So actually, when they reached there, they were expecting some prasad and all. So they gave them kartal and vardhan, Prabhuji, bhojan kari. So anyway, it happens sometimes, bhojan. But here Mahaprabhu told them to do bhajan. Eat your prasad and then come back. So that was, that was considerate. So be careful when you go to a Bengali family. Clarify. Bhajan matlab bhajan, yeah, bhajan. Anyway. So in this way the Lord had, so the Nityananda Prabhu went and put on the Facebook, and in, you know, he went to all the people. And And nowadays what to do is like that only. Put it on the Facebook, or this is the event live. Harinam Sankirtan, join on Facebook. Everyone on the streets should come down. Or on WhatsApp messages were sent that Harinam is going to be there. Because all the devotees were so eager and enthusiastic. So they were waiting anyways for the Lord to come down. So when this news spread like wildfire, everyone knew that this afternoon Supreme Lord Chaitanya is going to come and dance in the streets of Navadvip. And then the Lord gave the instructions that those who have the ability, facility, can make those torches, those mashals, the light, rather than the Olympic mashal which we see, that all of them can bring those mashals in the evening, we can light and have a wonderful kirtan. And in this way, like a huge, of course, when the devotees came to know about this wonderful kirtan, the Supreme Lord, the husband of the Goddess of Fortune, Sri Vishwambar, is going to dance on the streets of Navadvip, nobody thought about prasad. Everyone started thinking, contemplating, preparing these mashals and collecting the oils and decorating themselves, decorating the houses, decorating the streets. And a wonderful festival preparation began. Everyone was so eager. So everyone reached before time only. Not that they reached after Lord Chaitanya was ready. And the program time was 2 o'clock and everyone reaches 3. No, it doesn't work that. So everyone was there 12 o'clock or whatever time that was scheduled. So devotees were there. There was a small child in the house, elderly people, they all forgot everything about their deformities. They came there. That was their eagerness. That is the eagerness. The lalyam, that is the price, as we know, as to be a part of the Sankirtan. That is a price to receive the mercy of the Supreme Lord, is the eagerness, the lalyam. People have this eagerness in this world also for different things. We have to just dovetail our eagerness. A few months back, I think there was the concert by the rock star from Canada in Bombay. I don't know what, forgot his name. What is that? Justin, whatever, yeah. It's Justin Bieber. He did the concert, and like, the concert was at 8 o'clock in the night. Anyone been to that concert? Are you going again? Good. Maybe they have some programs going on. So anyway, those at that concert, 8 o'clock in the concert was there, and some people were there at 6 in the morning there to occupy the positions, to see, greet him when he lands from his helicopter. So that was their eagerness. Of course, most people, or many of the people, would spend like thousands of rupees to get a ticket. And then, of course, at the end, many of them were disappointed by the way something happened there. So that is the eagerness for things of this world. We have to learn from these people. So those who went at 6 a.m., 7 a.m. to have the darshan of their stars, so we have to learn from these people that how much more eager we should be for the greatest of wealth which we have received, the holy name and the association of the devotees, which is uncomparable to these different things. So here also, the devotees were there much before time for the first Harina, mega Harina, which was happening. And then the Lord Chaitanya personally comes out, greets everyone, and he organizes the Harinam Sankirtan party. He asks different singers to sing, and Advaita Acharya will be the first one to lead the Harinam Sankirtan party. He will be right in the front, and the second party would be led by Haridas Thakur, who would be the chief dancer. The first party, Advaita Acharya, then Haridas Thakur, another singing group was there, and then the third party would be with Srivas Thakur. So in this way, different parties were formed. So they didn't have those long rangers at that time that we can have one huge arena, like what we will see this evening. But then there were different groups of devotees chanting, different groups dancing together on the streets of the holy with Lord Chaitanya. And Lord Chaitanya, when he looked towards Nityananda Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu quickly said, no, my dear Lord, I'll be with you. I'll not be in part of any party. I'll be with you all the time. Wherever you go, I will be there. So there were like hundreds and thousands of and lakhs of people who had assembled. And like, many of the prominent devotees like Gadadhar, Vakreshwar, Pandit, Murari Gupta, Srivas Thakur, Gopinath Acharya, Jagdish Pandit, Gangadas Pandit, Ramay Pandit, Govindanand, Sri Chandrasekhar Acharya, Vasudev was there, Sri Garva, Mukunda, Sridhar, Govinda, Jagdananda, Nandan Acharya, Shuklambar, and many, many more devotees. Of course, if we read all the names, we'll end the class with those. That is, so many prominent devotees of the Lord were there in that Sankirtan, and great ecstasy they were performing the Harinam Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya was personally there, and all the devotees were in great ecstasy because their dearmost desire to see the Supreme Lord dancing was happening in that place. And anyone, Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that anyone who participated in that Harinam Sankirtan, anyone who saw that Harinam Sankirtan, they were all free from all the bondages of this world. Like that, they were, it's this loud, the chanting was so loud, it seemed that the entire universe were reverberating with the holy names. And when the dusk happened, everyone lighted their mashals and torches, and there were hundreds and thousands of them. It seemed as if like there were like a full moon has come or a sunrise has happened. So nobody knew what is happening. No, everyone forgot what the time is and sunrise or sunset, and everyone was decorated with flower garlands, sandalwood paste was there, and everyone had kartals and wampers and mridangas, and it's like a huge festival, beautiful festival, and was there. And it was so crowded that there, the Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that even a mustard seed, if you drop, it will not fall on the ground. Somewhere it will be caught. That was the packed stadium that was, the first Harinam Sankirtan. That was the participation in that Harinam Sankirtan. Even the demigods were amazed when they heard and then they saw this. So many of them, they fainted actually. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains. And some of them actually came as human beings to participate in that Harinam Sankirtan, the mega Sankirtan, the first Harinam Sankirtan which happened on the streets of Navadvip. Like that. And interesting thing is everyone was so eager to see Lord Chaitanya, even though it was so crowded from all sides there were devotees. All sides there were devotees. But still, everyone was able to see Lord Chaitanya's dancing. That is the opulence of the Supreme Lord. We see in Krishna Leela also, when Krishna was going to tend the calves with his friends, unlimited number of friends, and every one of the friend wanted to serve Krishna, to be with Krishna, to touch Krishna, to dress Krishna. I mean, Yashoda would dress Krishna and send him. But then when Krishna would come, they would just take a leaf and put it on Krishna's head, or put a flower on Krishna's head, or make some designs on Krishna's head. And interestingly, the acharyas explained that as many friends were there of Krishna, everyone was thinking that I am decorating Krishna. And it was not that unlimited Krishnas were being seen. Everyone saw that I am doing this to Krishna. And they would see Krishna in a way they decorated Krishna. So somebody put leaf here, so he would see Krishna in that way. Somebody put a leaf this side or a peacock feather or whatever decorations. So that was Krishna. He has the power, the opulence to reciprocate with each and every devotee. That is the Supreme Lord's power. He can reciprocate with each one of us. He can or he does reciprocate with each and every individual soul. Each one of us have a loving personal relationship with the Supreme Lord. And he hears us. He knows what's happening in each and every one of our lives. That is the power of the Supreme Lord. Inconceivable power of the Supreme Lord, which we do not have experience in this world. How many people we can know or reciprocate with? 50, 100, 200? Or at most, how many people will have the millions of followers on the Facebook? That's all. 10 million, 20 million, 50 million, 100 million. But the Lord is able to reciprocate or does reciprocate with each and every individual spirit soul in an individual capacity. Everyone is completely satisfied serving Krishna. There is no question of no vacancy there, that there are only 5,000 seats in the spiritual world and there are 10,000 congregation here. So only 5,000 will go back to Godhead. Remaining 5,000 will stay here for another Satyugat. No, that is the beauty of Krishna. Krishna's house is unlimited capacity, unlimited. And unlimited at the same time, very, very personal relationship of the Supreme Lord with each and every individual soul. Everyone in Vrindavan is completely satisfied. Even the blade of grass in Vrindavan, in Krishna's home, is completely satisfied and nourished by Krishna's touch. Every cowherd boy is thinking that I am able to see Krishna. And all of them were so happy serving Krishna. And when Krishna, when they are about to take prasad together, Krishna would sit in the center and everyone would feed Krishna, serve Krishna like that. Krishna would sit in the center and all the cowherd boys would sit around him, and then another circle of cowherd boys will be there, and another circle, 8, 16, 32, 64, like that. Different circle, concentric circles would be there, and all the boys, those who were sitting behind Krishna, were also seeing Krishna face to face. That is Krishna. He can reciprocate. Sometimes we may see, Are Bhagavan, dekh rahe hain ki nahi mere jeevan mein kya ho raha hai? Itne saalon se mala kar raha hu, lekin phir bhi itni samasya, itna kashta raha hai. Kya ho raha hai? Many times the doubt can come in our lives. But Krishna knows what is the medicine that we need or what treatment do we need. The doctor, expert doctor, knows what medicine to give. If he needs a crocin, he may need a paracetamol, or I may need a whatever, some antibiotic, or he or probably may need a probiotic, or somebody. So the doctor knows. So each one of us have our own relationship with Krishna, our own struggles, our own conditionings, and Krishna knows how to treat that in a particular way. So we cannot judge Krishna's actions by seeing that Krishna, he is also, both of us started chanting 16 rounds on the same day. And see, he received so much mercy. I am still struggling here. And he got this position and he is getting this. And he is getting to do this and that and this service. And he needs a paracetamol and he needs an Actifide or he needs another medicine. So we all need individual medicine. That is Krishna's personal individual touch to each and every devotee. And then when Krishna was sitting in the center, everyone was seeing, even the person behind was seeing Krishna's face. There's no back, Prabhupada in the purport, there's no back to Krishna. That is the nature of Krishna. He cannot do any harm to anyone. That's the nature. Everyone, every person has his own nature. Sabka swabhav hota hai, nahi? Kisi ka gusse wala swabhav hota hai, kisi ka achha swabhav hota hai, kisi ka... Sabka apna apna swabhav hota hai. Srila Prabhupada explains that Krishna's nature is that he can never do harm to anyone. वो उनका स्वभाव ही नहीं है किसी का बुरा करने का वो कर ही नहीं सकती इवन इफ ही वांट्स टू ही कैन नॉट दैट इज द इंटरेस्टिंग थिंग इवन इफ कृष्णा वांट्स टू डू हार्म ही कैन नॉट इवन इफ गॉड वांट्स टू हार्म एनीवन ही कैन नॉट दैट्स नॉट हिज नेचर वेदर वी अंडरस्टैंड इट और नॉट दैट्स अ डिफरेंट थिंग सो देन व्हेन कृष्णा वाज इन द सेंटर ऑल द गॉड वाइज दे वर सीइंग कृष्णा face to face, Krishna and Krishna. And they were all very happy, and jubilant. And then that purport of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Prabhupada wonderfully comments that since Krishna was at the center, all the cowherd boys looked so beautiful and so happy, full of drisha. They were completely happy and satisfied. Prabhupada explains similarly, if in our society, if we place God or Krishna in the center, then we will be also like that cowherd boys, completely happy, beautiful and satisfied in our lives. So right now we have different centers which we have in our lives, our focuses, our wealth, our families, our different things as the center. So that's the problem. To the degree we have different centers, different ripples will come and collide with each other and there will be disturbances. When we have God as center in our lives, when we have Krishna as center in our lives, then the concentric circles, if we have different people with same center, as Srila Prabhupada would give that example, if you throw a rock in the center and another rock on the same point, those ripples strengthen. And we have two different points, they collide with each other. There will be conflicting interests in our lives. So here in this beautiful section also, Mahaprabhu was dancing and everyone was able to see Lord Chaitanya dance. Beautiful form of the Lord, the husband of the goddess of fortune, the creation. The Lord's creation is so beautiful at different places we experience. We can imagine how beautiful the Supreme Lord himself must be. Even if material world, which is the rejected thing, is so beautiful. The prison house is so beautiful. At certain places we see the world is so beautiful. The nature is so beautiful. We can imagine how beautiful the Supreme Lord would be. Vrindavan Das Thakur beautifully describes that it defeated the millions of cupids. Beauty is defeated in front of the beauty of the Lord. Effulgent, beautiful, golden form of Lord Chaitanya with beautiful curly hairs decorated with jasmine flowers, with beautiful smile which defeated all the artistic expressions and the beautiful chandan on his forehead. With his arms raised, he would chant the holy names of the Supreme Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. With tears in his eyes, with a beautiful garland, with his, he would dance and perform this wonderful Harinam Sankirtan. And all the streets of Navadvip very beautifully decorated, and all the doorsteps, they were like the bunches of bananas were kept, and the clay pots with water. How traditionally the homes would be decorated, the rangolis were done, the mango twigs were there, the ghee lamps were burning, and there was opulent plates with yogurt and durva grass and rice paddy, and all these traditional beautiful decorations were there in front of every house. And nobody knew who did it. Lakshmi Devi personally came and did this for this mega Harinam Sankirtan which was happening. And of course, there are always some other type of people, the thieves were thinking, wow, what opportunity. Everyone is on the streets, from the small children to the elderly people. Everyone is this on the streets, doors unlocked. What an opportunity. The Harinam, of course, all of us have locked our houses and come for this program and Harinam Sankirtan. But then everyone had not locked. They were so happy, ecstatic. They came with the entire family. Even those who couldn't walk, they forgot that they couldn't walk. They were also there on that Harinam Sankirtan. So they were chanting. And the thieves were thinking, now, wow, what a great opportunity. But when they heard the huge tumultuous sound of the holy names, they were also immersed in that. And they just couldn't enter in. They forgot and they started chanting. That is the power of the congregation, chanting of the holy names. If we can all do together such wonderful Harinam Sankirtan loudly, that we can actually engulf the whole of Mumbai and all the people. Of course, that is the desire of all the Vaishnavas, that this Harinam week, we do so much Harinam in every corner of Mumbai that nobody can escape the sound of the holy name. That is the desire of the Vaishnavas, that in this week, we do Harinam every corner. So we should all, in our capacities in this week, take an extra step to do a Harinam Sankirtan at some place, somebody's house, devotee's house, some locality where we have not done. Go out and do Harinam Sankirtan in every street of Mumbai. That is should be our goal, at least our aspiration to do it. See, even the thieves forgot what to do. How to do Harinam Sankirtan. That is the power of Harinam Sankirtan. We see in the life of Srila Prabhupada also, many of the followers of Srila Prabhupada in the initial days were having the hippie background. There was one devotee who was actually a thief. He saw a foreign brand watch on Srila Prabhupada's hand. He came to steal that. But then staying with devotees, hearing the holy name, his life got transformed and became Srila Prabhupada's disciple. So that is... So in this way, this beautiful kirtan was happening and everyone was dancing and singing and clapping and holding the mashals and oils. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, of course, raises this question. How is it possible that they had kartals in their hand? They were playing kartals, some of them were clapping and having mashal at the same time. How is that possible? Vrindavan Das Thakur beautifully explains that when the Lord's Harinam Sankirtan happens, the whole Vaikuntha atmosphere appeared there. That many of them actually got four hands as people of Vaikuntha. But everyone was so absorbed they didn't realize. So with the two hands they were playing kartal, and two hands, one hand having the oil for the mashal, another hole holding the torchlight and doing the kirtan. And nobody realized. That is the power of the holy name. Absorption in the whole holy name can actually protect us from the superficialities or the challenges which each one of us face in this material life. All the anxieties, difficulties which we all face, which engulf us, each one of us. But when we absorb our consciousness in the holy name, when we participate in these holy name, in the congregation chanting, then one can actually come above these. So they didn't even realize that they had four arms. Some people didn't have the ability to walk, but they were so absorbed and so eager that they walked in the Harinam Sankirtan. Even little children were participating in. They just forgot their bodily characteristics, their mental distresses, their lamentations. The Vaikuntha personally appeared there. As it is described, that Naham Tishtami Vaikunte Yoginam Hrideyeshuva Yatra Gayanti Madbhakta Tatra Tishtami Narada. So in this beautiful section, verse from, I think it's Padma Puran, Narad Muni asks, my dear Lord, what is your permanent address or present address, whatever? Where do you stay? So if I have to bring someone to you, you should know. Bhagavan ko milna hai to address to pata hona chahiye. So everyone wants to know the address where the Supreme Lord stays. So then Narad, the Lord describes flat number 108, Goloka. Or what is the address of the Supreme Lord? Where does the Lord stay? This beautiful verse, Lord Narayan describes it. Naham tishtami Vaikuntha, that I do not stay in Vaikuntha. Yoginam hridayava, I don't stay in the hearts of the yogis. Then where do you stay, my dear Lord? Narad Muni puchne bhi, kaha rehte kahan hai aap? Ghar kahan hai aapka? Permanent address batana hai, likhna hai. The Lord says, Yatra gayanti mad bhakta tatra tishthami narada. That my dear Narada, wherever the devotees come together and chant my holy names, that is where I reside. This is my permanent address. Yatra gayanti mad bhakta tatra tishthami narada. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Hare. So if you want to have Vaikuntha in our homes, in our places, what we have to do is gather devotees, have Sankirtan, have Hari Katha, and then we will see the Vaikuntha atmosphere, the Lord personally appearing. And when the Lord comes, the Lakshmi Devi also comes. So everything will come, the prosperity will come. Just that we have to. And with faith, yatra gayanti madbhakta tatra tishthami narada. This is the Lord's personal verdict that this is where my address is. It's a moving address where we can invite the Lord anywhere in our own homes just by this process. Of course, just to conclude this episode. So some people were in the Kirtan now when the Harinam Sankirtan is moving towards the house of the Qazi, and some of the devotees were like those who were like the Kshatriya ones. They were very enthusiastic. Now we'll see what the Qazi does. Hundreds of us are there. Aaj dekhte hain Qazi kya karega. And some of them were actually chanting slogans while the Hare Krishna Kirtan is going on or Hari Harayanam is going on. Kill the Qazi, kill the Qazi. And some Kshatriya devotees are like fired up. Let's do it. Let's see what he does. Let's see. Abhi aaj dekhte hain. Atheist log kya karte hain. Aaj hamara kya bigaadenge. And like that they were thinking. And of course the news reached the Qazi. He heard faintly from far distance this Kirtan ki kuch to awaaz aa rahi hai. Kirtan ki some sound is coming. He sends few of his people. Just find out what is happening. They saw with Nimai Pandit leading the Sankirtan. There are hundreds and thousands and lakhs of people following, and such huge tumultuous sound of the names of God happening in that. So they were so afraid, they just came back and they told the Qazi that we don't know what is happening. It's a huge following of Nimai Pandit. He's crying. Looks like somebody died in his family, or he's having a procession. Maybe it's some marriage procession, or maybe some bhutas are dancing or kirtan, or we don't know what is happening, but it's really, really tumultuous, and some of them are actually chanting, kill the Qazi. So I think the best thing is to escape from this place at this time. The Qazi was thinking, let me see, I will arrest each one of them and put them into jail and how they defy my orders. So he was like, initially very excited that let me see what he does and let me see what Nimai Pandit, and I'll teach him a lesson. But then when as the Sankirtan came close to him, he heard the tumultuous sound of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hope it reached the Qazi's house. Anyway, they were loudly chanting and kill the Qazi and kill the Qazi. The devotees were chanting. And so then when he realized that this is not ordinary, this is some huge crowd which is coming to my house, he runs and escapes that place, and in that way he just moves on. And some of them, because there were devotees all over the place, they didn't know where to run also. Some of them had their long, huge beards. They were just actually like keeping their face down so that nobody recognized, and started chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So in this way, everyone was participating in that Harinam Sankirtan, and this wonderful first Harinam Sankirtan happened. So this is the Harinam week we are celebrating, beginning yesterday till the 17th, commemorating on the 12th of August Srila Prabhupada's arrival to US. So on this wonderful week, we can all actually pray to Srila Prabhupada to be, so that we can actually take complete shelter of the holy names, the real treasure which we have somehow by the grace of the Vaishnavas received it, and we can be an instrument in giving that treasure, the wealth which we have received, and make everyone happy practicing bhakti in their lives. And we can all take an endeavor, and those who are there today this evening at 5 p.m. from temple On the Chaupati beach, we will be doing Harinam Sankirtan. Let us all very enthusiastically participate in that. And in our own capacities, whoever can, whatever way we can, in this week, organize more and more Harinam Sankirtans, programs, participate wherever it's possible. And let's try to do in every street of Mumbai. Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki. Jai. Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Jai. Shri Prabhupada ki. Jai. Hare Krishna. So now we'll have Kirtan. Hare Krishna.